Jacksonville descendants of enslaved Africans are poised to receive state funding to help build a park commemorating the area's history. The Gullah Geechee's funding request for more than $500,000 for the proposed Freedom Park is before Governor Ron DeSantis. Descendants of Gullah Geechee are scattered throughout the coastal lowlands from North Carolina to North Florida, with the largest concentration in Jacksonville. Freedom Park, at the entrance of the Fort Caroline National Memorial in Arlington, would be the city's first public area to recognize their history, according to the proposal. Sandra Robinson-Maureen, president of the Jacksonville Gullah Geechee Nation Community Development Corporation, says more funding is needed to complete the park, but she says several city council members have been working diligently to make sure it happens.
They've also tried to make sure that as we move about spreading the word and educating individuals on the Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Corridor, that we have a basis for which we can operate out of.
Freedom Park would include walkways and shade plants. And in addition to slavery, it's meant as a place to honor veterans who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. Abu Qaradan, 89.9 WJCT News.